The streets of Lisbon, Portugal were once described as littered with syringes. During the 1990s, this southern European country, roughly the size of Maine, had one of the worst drug epidemics in the world. Today, Portugal boasts one of the lowest rates of overdose deaths in the European Union. How did they do it? Anna Jane Yolkin, a public health researcher and head of the Providence-based nonprofit Protect Families First, traveled to Portugal to find out.
In Portugal, drugs are decriminalized, which means that if someone is found by the police with up to a certain amount of drugs in their possession, up to 10 days worth of drugs in their possession, it's treated as an administrative violation rather than a criminal violation. So it means that people appear before a committee, and that committee works with the person to figure out a solution that works for them. This solution could be community service, it could be a fine, it could be referral to treatment, it could be a warning. And they deal with it in that administrative capacity, more like a parking violation or a speeding ticket, rather than sending someone to prison and having them have an arrest and a criminal record.
What about those people who are possibly trafficking drugs into the country? How do they deal with them?
If someone is selling drugs, if someone is trafficking drugs, if someone has more than 10 days worth of drugs in their possession, then they're treated through the traditional criminal system. They're prosecuted as criminals and they get those subsequent consequences as well. When they started this program in 2001, they had one of the highest rates of HIV infection from injection drug users in the whole continent of Europe. And now they have the second lowest rate of HIV from injection drug use in Europe. They also have greatly reduced the number of overdose deaths related to drug use. So at the beginning of the program, they had over 300 overdose deaths per year. They had about one per day, similar to the number we're seeing here in Rhode Island right now. And in 2016, they only had 27 overdose deaths. Their overdose death rate has decreased substantially. And interestingly, since they decriminalized the possession of drug use, the number of people using drugs has decreased substantially as well. At the beginning of the program, about 1 in 100 people were addicted to heroin. That's a huge number. 1% of the population was addicted to heroin. And now that number has decreased by 75%. And youth drug use has actually decreased. So I think there's a lot we can learn from this model.
So what did you see on the ground? What did you visit when you went there?
So in Portugal, they have very low threshold access to opioid replacement therapies, such as methadone and Suboxone. They have outreach vans that can dispense methadone that go out, you know, into the city and allow people to access methadone in an easy way, in a barrier-free way, so that people can receive that therapy and then continue on with their days.
And presumably there's been some cost to this.
This program costs around $10 per person per year for the country for these very successful programs. The government does fund these programs, but they found a lot of cost-saving measures in the decreased number of HIV cases, in the decreased number of people using illicit substances, in the decreased costs of putting people in prison. Their prison population, specifically around drug possession, has decreased quite a bit. So the government does fund this. They also have a nationalized healthcare system, which provides this treatment for free to people who want and need it. And they have seen that this is a cost-effective way of approaching drug use and substance abuse specifically.
What you're presenting as Portugal's approach to this really, in many ways, kind of flies in the face of what President Trump has talked about in terms of the need for tougher enforcement. And even some of the efforts in Rhode Island recently by the Attorney General to stiffen the criminal penalties for people who sell drugs to other people, even if it's a relatively small amount. What do you make of this?
We have tried decades of punitive drug policies in Rhode Island and in the United States. We have invested billions, if not trillions of dollars in the war on drugs. We've put millions of people in prison and we've ripped families apart and put a lot of that social burden on family members who are not in prison, who are supporting their loved ones who are. And I think there's consensus that it is not working. We have more drug overdose deaths than ever before, despite these punitive policies. And it's worth taking a step back and wondering if these policies really have been affected and if there is a better way. What they found in Portugal is that by taking away the threat of punishment from someone who is using drugs, taking away the threat of going to prison or getting arrested, allowed people to access treatment without the stigma and without the fear of being arrested. By far, both people who had been through the system, doctors, politicians, law enforcement officers, see this as a successful model, and it's very politically popular as well.
I'm talking with Anna Jane Yolkin, head of the Providence-based nonprofit Protect Families First. Anna Jane Yolkin, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Lynn.